Now, we've been having a little bit of a chat off air, but I'm joined in the studio by Matthew Green, who is the client liaison manager at The Beeches. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
First time in the studio.
It is indeed, yeah, absolutely.
And I said, are the residents listening? Because I would have played him out a request, and you said no. I'm really disappointed. I was going to put on my Frank Sinatra. I was getting ready. And now we're talking about The Beeches and couples living at The Beeches in particular. Yeah. Because when I think about The Beeches, I said to you earlier, I am being serious. If I could move in there now, I would. Because you've got great accommodation. You've got so many things going on. You've got 24-hour care as well. Yeah. You've got all the activities. And I've forgotten her name.
Chloe,
who does the activities. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And you can get involved in stuff. You don't have to. You've got amazing gardens there. Give us a few more details. We talk about the couples and because you do think mainly about single people.
Absolutely.
As well,
so. Yeah. The thing, one of the great features that The Beeches has is that couples are able to move in together and stay together. And it's one of those things, especially in the care world, that there's not that many places that has that sort of capability in regard to the size of the accommodation and the setup, really. Mm. It's probably the best sort of description of how it looks in regards to accommodation type.
Yeah.
And again, if there's a couple that say one has higher needs than another, that can also be managed as well. So it's very much, we very much try and cater as much as we possibly can for each individual, really. And it's very much sort of personally centred care.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it is, again, they can stay together, absolutely.
Now, I've looked here, you've got 99 apartments, including studios and one bedroom, mm-hmm. but you've also got 25 studio apartments for people with dementia.
Yes.
Does that mean that couples, one partner might have dementia, can stay? They can stay together. Is it slightly different?
It very much depends on the severity, really.
Yeah.
If they were okay to stay in our area, which we call the assisted living area, then obviously, typically, yes, they could stay together within their own apartment.
Yeah.
So they have their own space, their own bathroom, all on suite wet rooms, basically. But they also have their own kitchenette. So they have the flexibility to come in and out as they choose. However, if it did come to the point where their natural progression, or if that's the right wording, would be to end up in the area which you've described, which is the Woodlands, then that could be done. But again, we would obviously have to manage each case individually, really.
And what do you see the difference when you've got somebody that they can? What's the age group? Is it from 65 upwards?
It tends to be, yeah.
Yeah.
We have people with lots of different needs, really. We have some younger people that have come across, bless them, and they need a little bit of support, and they are in their 60s.
Mm.
And we have people all the way up to sort of the late 90s, really. There is a large range, really. But we also have other people there that that don't really need that much help and support, you could say. Just a little bit of helping hand, but they, you know, some of them still drive, they still go out to their bingo, their different trips out, etc. But it's just it's the help and support when it's needed.
Yeah.
And also, if they wanted to join in any social interaction side of things, if they've been on their own for a little while, it's quite nice for them to have that around if they want it.
How much have you seen, or would you say, when you've met residents that first come in, what sort of changes do you see in them as a person? Because a lot of people, a lot of older people from my mum's generation, she's 85, mm-hmm. they would have been married. It's not like today where people get divorced, because they would have been married and they would have stayed married for a long time. Their partner passes away, they're on their own, they might have family, but they don't see people from a day-to-day perspective, and a lot of older people do spend, even if they've got family, a lot of time on their own. So when they actually come into somewhere like The Beeches, how have you seen, when they first come in, to what they're like a couple of months down the line?
Well, to answer your question, it's mainly talking to families that you notice the difference. I do obviously notice a difference from the day one, week one, that they come in to live at The Beeches. That being said, it's families' responses and family feedback, because the family know them better than we probably ever will. And ultimately, the feedback that you get is, oh, mum's up and about, mum's on it, or, you know, X, Y, Z trip that's going on out of the community, and there's a big change in them. And that's quite a nice thing to see.
Mm. So. I think the other thing is, we forget sometimes with our parents, with our grandparents, they are people.
Absolutely.
And that's the point, because they might be called Doris, and they're going back into being, what's your name? My name's Doris, and this is what I do, and this is what my job I used to do. And it's actually interacting with people differently than you would do to your family. You might just be Nan, mm-hmm. which you can still obviously love your Nan and Grandad, but you're not the you're not a person. It's like being a mum. You're that fixed kind of thing. So when you go into somewhere like the beaches, you're basically probably reliving, you know, your whole of your life with people around who are of a similar age.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think the social interaction side of things is really key for a lot of people, especially if somebody has, for example, the early onset of Alzheimer's or dementia. That is as important as administering any sort of help and support on the care element of that. I mean, ultimately, they both work hand in hand, really. Mm. But with the beauties, as you spoke on Chloe in the past and her team, with the activities and entertainment that we have at the beaches, the trips out, we have our own transport, etc. There's so much going on that the families actually say that they've got such a better life there than they had when they were initially in their home. It's obviously such a large decision for anybody that yeah. I can completely understand people's hesitation when they're first looking for the right care place. But one thing I can notice is there's a massive change in a lot of people. Yeah, absolutely.
I think the thing is as I said again, my mum is 85, and I always talk about my mum a lot. She is actually, to go out and about, she has to go in a wheelchair because her legs, are not as good as they used to be. But she says, some days I sit there and I go, don't do that. I haven't seen a soul. And I go, don't make me feel guilty, because I can't obviously. We are a big family, but it's actually getting over there when you work and everything else. I mean, I see her, I feel guilty as much as I can, but sure. I would love her to be somewhere like the beaches, because there's always somebody there. And I know, although she says she doesn't like other people's company, give her a couple of weeks, she'll be out there doing the back. Because you do cooking, you have musical stuff, you go out on the shopping
Absolutely,
trips,
yeah.
And that's open to everybody, whether able-bodied or not.
Absolutely that, yes. We have a timetable, which is, in effect, it's like a weekly timetable explaining what's going on over the forthcoming weeks. And that could be from a trip out to the theatre, to a trip to one of the local pubs, for example, or even just a trip to a local shopping centre. Mm. There's so many different things and variations of things that's going on. And for people that are slightly less able to get out and about, we have things like, for example, we have a pianist that comes in quite regular.
Yeah.
We have different entertainers that are coming in. And there's always lots of different things that are all geared around and sort of based around each individual resident, really. So if somebody isn't mobile and they're in their accommodation quite a bit, then Chloe and her team would work very closely with them and look for activities based around what they're able to do, really, so they're not really left out.
What about food? You said you've got your kitchen.
Yep.
So is there a different packages where people can come in and they say they actually want to cook themselves, or they can come in and say, we want to basically, do a menu that people can choose from?
Yeah.
Is there?
Absolutely. In regards to the restaurants, we have two licensed restaurants, of which the menu changes on a regular basis.
Mm.
From that, again, you can there's quite a lot, obviously, to choose from. There's also a snack menu as well.
Yep.
So if somebody didn't fancy a big three-course meal, they could just have an omelette, for example, or whatever they so choose. But the initial instance is we would obviously complete an assessment for anybody, potential resident coming in. So we would know of any dietary requirements before somebody got there.
Yep.
So we would be able to cater for many things. In regards to food for the Woodlands, which is where we have people that have a little bit further on in their journey in Alzheimer's and dementia,
mm.
We do have more of a visualisation there. So visually, rather than there being a menu explaining three courses and what they are,
yeah.
it's very much plated up so people can physically see. So it's all geared around, catering for whoever, is there, really.
And just to ask you, what is the best thing? I know you've done other jobs before. What is the best thing for you about working at the beaches? And, what's the best thing for you?
Okay, for me, it's... obviously, on a day-to-day basis, I would be meeting with family or potential residents, depending. And just to see the changes in the individuals, individual residents, really, and also the responses of family. Because one thing that I've really noticed is family, when they're visiting their relatives at home, it's very much of a different feel, because they're going in there and they're the caring person going in to do the caring at the family's home. However, when they come into the beaches, that's done for them, so it's more of a social interaction, more of a social visit, food, etc. And it's a nicer sort of feeling. That's just what they've reported back. It's nice to see.
And you also do things like when it's somebody's birthday, you make sure there's cake. I know.
Yeah. There's always if somebody wanted to, obviously, a cake, things like that. Or family tend to come in and obviously point away what they'd like, and obviously we would do what we can. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. If people want to find out more about the beaches, and also if you're, don't forget, we do sometimes think that single people go into accommodation, and it's not, couples can go in. So if you, again, if you're at home and you're kind of thinking, well, you know, again, you can still be struggling. I tell you, if my dad had still been alive, my mum would have stayed in the room. My dad would have been out doing everything because he loved people. He really did. He would have been doing everything. And from, I know you do the cooking, you do the artwork, and it isn't just about that. It's having other people to talk to. And if you want to stay in your own room and you want to do your own cooking, you do that as well.
Sure.
And you've got fantastic gardens as well.
Yes, it's lovely.
Absolutely. And can people do a little bit of garden? Have they got a little area to do their own garden?
There is raised flower beds, and there's lots of things, lots of areas to do things on the outside, obviously, when weather permitting.
Yeah.
But when the weather's obviously right, you tend to find, yeah, it's used quite a lot, and it's a nice place for people to get out and have a bit of fresh air.
So if people want to find out more, where do they need to go? What's the website?
If you go on to the Signature website, if you type into Google Signature Care Homes, and you'll find us, or you can write, we can type in the beaches of Brentwood, beaches yeah. Brentwood, and it will come up along the London Road, and you'll find us there.
Lovely. And that's all the wsignature-care-homes.co.uk, and it's Matthew Green, and you can email matthew.green@signatureel.co.uk. Is that SL?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have copied that wrong. Oh, sorry.
SL.
All right, never mind. Sorry, don't try that email, because that won't work. I will put it up on the website. So it's lovely to meet you.
And you.
And hopefully see you again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, 12:41, we'll have the Hoziers with Take Me to the Church. My lover's got humour. She's a giggle at a funeral.